On Wednesday's front page, President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt says he won't run again, but he's not stepping down immediately. As the drug wars continue in Mexico, the government there says it captured more than half of last year's most wanted crime bosses, but a new poll shows people are more concerned about personal safety than ever. And Bernard Madoff's relationship with the New York Mets. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Hosni Mubarak says he won't run for a new term in elections scheduled for December, but he rejected demands that he step down immediately and leave the country. He made the announcement after a special envoy sent by President Obama told Mubarak his time was up. But his halfway concession angered protesters in Cairo's main downtown square. Times correspondent Anthony Shadid explains.
In his speech, Mr. Mubarak tried to have it both ways. He criticized the protesters for what he called lawlessness, and he said he was going to help deliver the country back to stability. In fact, he said the country is perched between chaos and instability. Whether Mr. Mubarak's concession is going to be enough for protesters is another question. In the square today, protester after protester said it was his immediate resignation that they were seeking. Some even said that they wanted to put him on trial, along with other cronies that they blame for the corruption rampant in Egypt. They've also said that the ruling party itself must leave, and the government that Mr. Mubarak has named still remains very reliant on those key figures in the ruling party. Egypt has entered into a transition stage now. Whether the coming months will see greater protests demanding Mr. Mubarak step down, or if his government manages to negotiate those protesters and somehow guide Egypt toward an election in September that will elect a new president in Egypt for the first time in 30 years.
Times correspondent Anthony Shadid. In Mexico, drug violence is continuing and the public is worried. In a poll released by Mexico's National Statistics Institute, 70% said security had worsened since 2009. Other polls have shown that for the first time in recent years, Mexicans are more worried about safety than they are about the economy. Political analyst Denise Dresser says the perception is President Felipe Calderon is not winning on his number one issue. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed reducing year-to-year spending for the first time in more than a decade. This came after he said New York was, quote, functionally bankrupt. What does he mean by that? That was my question to assistant Metro editor Diego Rabadanera.
I think what he means is that he believes the budget process has been somewhat of a sham in a couple of ways. First of all, on a practical level, he believes that the legislature has erroneously been relying on federal stimulus money to pay for some of its operating expenses. And that federal stimulus money is expiring this year, so that will go away. And secondly, he believes that past governors and past legislatures have agreed to built-in increases in spending for a lot of big-ticket items, particularly like Medicaid and education, so that even if you talk about a cut, what you're actually cutting is, you know, the amount that you're actually increasing in spending. It's not a real cut. What he's trying to do this year is like convince the public that it's time for actual cuts. This budget actually does cut the budget for the first time in over a decade. There are actually cuts, particularly to Medicaid and to education. Of course, the legislature doesn't want to change these laws that automatically preserve these spending increases because that's the way they preserve, you know, the things that their constituents care about. So there's going to be a big fight with the legislature, and there's going to be a huge fight with the special interests that are, you know, protective of both education and Medicaid.
Assistant Metro Editor Diego Rabadanera. Wednesday's Times looks at Bernard Madoff and the New York Mets. One former Mets employee says Madoff was part of the business plan. Mets co-owners Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz invested with Madoff. The team sometimes placed deferred compensation for players with Madoff's firm, and Wilpon reportedly referred potential clients to Madoff. Now the trustee for Madoff's victims is alleging Wilpon and Katz were close to Madoff, so close they either knew or should have known that Madoff's operation was a fraud. Also on page one, a look at a London tabloid that's accused of getting scoops by hacking people's voicemail messages. Until recently, the News of the World maintained the problem was limited to one reporter. He pleaded guilty back in 2007 to intercepting messages from the royal household. But last month, the paper dismissed its news editor after he too was linked to phone hacking. Then the paper's former editor quit his new job. Andy Coulson says speculation about the scandal was interfering with his duties as Prime Minister David Cameron's spokesman. Inside Wednesday's Times, the Gulf of Mexico should recover from the BP oil spill faster than many people feared. That's based on new estimates to be released on Wednesday by Administrator Kenneth Feinberg. He's running the $20 billion compensation fund. Feinberg's report will lay out the framework for deciding who gets final settlements for spill-related damage. Wednesday's Business Day section says the FDA put approval for yet another prescription diet pill on hold. That probably means no new obesity medicines will be available for overweight people this year. The FDA told the company making the drug Contrave to do a long-term study. The FDA wants to be sure Contrave won't increase the risk of a heart attack. With Monday's court decision declaring the health care law unconstitutional and Republicans set on repealing at least parts of it, thousands of people with major illnesses are again worried they'll lose their health insurance. The health care overhaul banned lifetime limits on payouts. That lifted a financial black cloud that had hovered over people with chronic ailments. Here in New York, the city is set to unveil an expanded East River ferry network that would bring ferries to what's traditionally been a backwater for mass transit. Starting in June, ferries will run from Long Island City to the Fulton Ferry Landing by the Brooklyn Bridge with boats every 20 minutes or so. Wednesday's New York report says the idea is to provide an alternative to overcrowded subways. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.